Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the amazing Fred Dreyer Sports Extravaganza here. I am Michael Horn, and the star of our show is indeed the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game. In the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so very much.
Fred Dreyer.
Way to go. Here,
Fred Dreyer.
How's everybody doing out there? Hopefully everybody's in good shape. It's very hot here in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we broadcast from Hollywood, California. You and I were at the Coliseum, your home away from home, when you played for so many years with the Los Angeles Rams. And people were coming up getting autographs from you at the Rams All Access. And they knew that you were the Sultan. Guys were saying, this record is not going to stand. It's always going to stand. They were quite enamored in meeting with you, a guy that had two safeties in one game. They said, this record will never be broken.
I conducted a field trip out to the space in which into the East End Zone.
You did? You didn't take me with you out there.
No, you were. I think you were eating something.
That's Wolfgang Puck food. It was
you
delicious.
You were eating a pulled pork somewhere along the 10-yard line.
Yeah, and some kale salad.
I lost you that.
Double helpings you had of kale salad.
I did have kale salad. I liked that.
It was
good.
It was very good.
It was coleslaw. It was very good. I felt like I was on the Dodger DL.
Eating the
home.
So what end zone was it now? Was it
the East End Zone?
East End Zone.
Peristyle End.
And did you do the both of these safeties in the same area, same place kind of, or were they two different areas?
Right where the goalpost comes out of the ground, actually.
And you hit two different quarterbacks.
One to the left and one to the right.
And the same, it was Green Bay, right, that you were playing?
Indeed it was.
Green Bay is a tough team. Jim DelGhazio was one of the quarterbacks. Who was the other?
Scott Hunter.
And you nailed them both.
Yes.
Just the Sultan came in like a bolt of lightning.
But the interesting thing is, in revisiting it out there, I've noticed USC, University of Southern California, now has complete run and total cooperation with everybody of running the Coliseum.
Yes.
They put in new scoreboards. They put in brand new turf. That turf, boy, looks like a golf green.
Really good, huh?
It's very, very good, actually.
And so, did you like the area that you nailed these guys?
Of course.
Of course. Very good. People were loving you. It was a great thing. And you, Muscle Milk, you were drinking some of this new stuff called Muscle Milk. You like that.
Yeah, well, we want to talk to them, don't we?
Yeah, we want to do that. All right, you're in tune here with the Fred Dreyer Lounge Extravaganza Sports Special. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. Stay with us. We've got a great show for you. Lots to talk about.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
So you've got a few cabinets to hang. Few meaning this is going to be a good month. You know what'll make it an even better month? Saving 10% off Hampton Bay cabinets at the Home Depot. Buy any combination of 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets, and you'll save 10% off your order. So, enjoy that hang time. 10% off 10 or more Hampton Bay cabinets. Select finishes ship in as few as 2 days at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid May 1st through August 2nd.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life. And we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com. At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Welcome back to the mellow sounds of the lounge.
That's you playing, isn't it?
The Sports Lounge. I'm Big Daddy Michael Horn, playing the vibe, playing the music, playing the bass. I'm playing all the instruments. And the star of our show is a man we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. I'm talking about Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You're freaking me out.
Mr. Fred Dreyer, welcome back to your show. I think that was your intro from Jazz Eddie.
What, is that what it was?
That was Jazz Eddie.
It sounds familiar. It was either that or the guy at the gas station that I used to take my van to.
Listen, I got to hear.
Mr. Dreyer, that van's so righteous and so bad.
That's good. See, that you played at the Jazz Eddie show. Thank you, Mr. Dreyer. I'd like to have that van. So I got to have your thoughts on this blockbuster Laker deal, because you've been hammering on the Lakers to get rid of some of this salary cap and stuff. So talk about what happened here this week. It's a big trade.
Well, the new ownership, you know, the revamped ownership.
Jeannie Buss in charge.
Who dumped her brother Jim and Mitch Kupchak, the old GM that was under the regime when Jerry West was there. And actually, Jerry West taught him all he knows. But at some point in time, you know, you stay in one position too long, and you wind up making a real bonehead series of moves, which the Lakers did. And what they did was...
We speak from experience on this show, by the way.
Yes, they do. They signed Timothy Mozgov, Russian center, for $65 million.
Now, Timothy Mozgov, did he ever play for the Lakers when they signed
him? I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
And then Luol Deng signed a four-year deal for $72. There's $72 and $64 million there.
Wow.
And two people that don't play for them, they don't contribute, and they don't fit into the run-and-gun type of offense that is now prevalent in the NBA, which is represented by the Cleveland Cavaliers and, you know, the Warriors.
Yeah.
So what happens is that not only was this a bonehead move, it locked them in to the salary cap. They've got these players for the next 4 years making all this money that they can't go out and offer free agents. So it was a terrible business deal, and so they had to go. That stupidity can no longer. And the other thing else is, which was clear, the draft choices that were made under Mitch Kupchak were lackluster. And one of them was D'Angelo Russell from Ohio State. He was the guard. They were foaming all over about this guy 2 years ago. And They also got another guy there that's in the draft the last couple of years. What's his? Not Jordan Clarkson, but they got him a couple of years ago. But
they dumped Mozgov and they dumped D'Angelo Russell and they loosened up some salary here, right?
And so they loosened it up. They got rid of D'Angelo Russell and Timothy Mozgov to Brooklyn to the Nets.
They got Brook Lopez, right?
And they got Brook Lopez, who was an All-Star last. In 2013,
right.
and is a much better performer within the system that the Lakers want to run now. So they did several things. They got rid of two players that were a drag on the system. One was a huge drag on the salary cap, and now they've got added a player who's going to help. And already, if the Lakers keep the second draft choice, the second pick in the first round, that'll bring them, Lonzo Ball out of UCLA, and he'll be the guy that really begins to ignite what talent the Lakers do have, and they do have talent on that team, but they've got to find someone to drive. You know, when you have a player on the floor, there's five of you, when you have one of them, like Magic Johnson, certainly, and like Alonzo Ball, when you have someone like that that gets the ball and drives it back, they get back on defense, they make fast breaks offensively, defensively, they throw the ball out, and he drives the ball down the court. Once you have someone that puts a demand on his teammates, team gets better.
GM Rob Pelinka and President of Basketball Operations Magic Johnson now saying they're going to negotiate maybe with the Indiana Pacers, trying to land maybe Paul George in a trade. They might be looking at LeBron James. There's some rumors talking about that as well. That'd be a blockbuster, wouldn't it?
Well, that's a couple of years away, but yeah. I mean, you've got to have
these guys
team.
Have homes in L.A. LeBron and Brentwood,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and
you got
Russell Westbrook.
What's his face? What's his name? George.
Yeah, Paul George.
Is an L.A. boy, you know.
Yeah. So. And so they got a chance to kind of maybe revamp this team. I'm sort of excited about this. It's like a move because they had to actually, you got to look at the way basketball, any sports franchise now, you got to loosen up cash so you can go after the big boys and actually build your team. So not only do you have, hey, why don't you get a good player? You've got to be able to have the salary space to go ahead and hire these guys and offer things to these players because now they're businessmen as well. Too, it's become a business. This game of basketball and hockey,
it's becoming a business. It's been a business for a long time,
but big time now.
Well, you've got to get the right people running it.
There you go. That's right, Fred Dreyer.
And if you don't, then you're going to be the Brooklyn Nets, who now have Mozgov and D'Angelo Russell.
Take it easy.
And, well, look, I mean, they've got Mozgov over Timofey.
But did I tell you, Jeannie Buss would do a stellar job? She has the business wherewithal because she's run. A lot of people don't realize she ran the LA String. She did the volleyball
stuff.
Yeah,
we know what she did.
Well, she did. She took these jobs that nobody wanted, and she made them respectable. And now she's got the. Well, she's always been involved, but this is good. She's got the right people, and they're making the moves.
Well, yeah, she does. And so let's see what happens. But she's had her thumbprints over some disasters there. You know,
everybody has.
Well, yeah, but I'm. Well, that's. Look, you know, the Lakers aren't crappy. You know, because, it's an accident. You know, they had someone at the cockpit steering that thing right into the ground. And so now they've decided, look, I shouldn't be flying the plane. Let me hire someone who knows. So they hired these two guys,
Magic Johnson
Pelinka,
and Rob Pelinka.
Pelinka.
Yeah.
And from what I gather, from what I know, and I don't know a lot.
Do you have any inside scoop
information? But I do have, what's great is that you have to go into the marketplace with a great deal of respect. Lakers never had that respect.
Why?
They do. Well, I mean, you're going to pay attention to... To the general manager who's not on steady ground. You know,
yeah, they had it when Dr. Buss was around, but you're right. It's been some years since they've lost it.
And I would have loved that they would have found a place in the front office for Jerry West.
Me too.
But I think Magic and all those guys found it to be probably a rub. Jerry's 80, you know, he's not going to want to, you know, completely
but
run.
Jerry has always stayed current with the way the game is played. And I will say this.
He's a great acknowledgement of talent.
People don't realize how much Dr. Buss did for the game of basketball. What a genius guy. He was able to run it as a business, stayed in the background, did such a fabulous job. And Jeannie Buss is that way, too. She stays in the background of the whole thing, not so much in the foreground. Well, so I think you got to do that. You got to let the stars be the stars, but you got to get the right people in to execute.
Well, of course.
And there needed some execution.
But in the case of the Lakers, they really made some terrible blunders about 5 years there with Kobe. And I've always said this. I'm a big fan of Kobe.
I know.
I love talent.
I love
But they
too.
Should have said, Kobe, we're not paying you $52 million here. You gotta leave. We got to now start turning this around. The people that made that decision to give away all of that stuff to get that center they brought in here was a failure. Didn't want to be here. They didn't dump him in that last year. It's a disaster. But now, hopefully, they're turning it around.
We continue straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dryer.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable. Less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about, and we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We'll be back. We'll be back here at the lounge. We've been gone. We'll be back. I'm Michael Horn with the star of our show, the Sultan. The Sultan of Safeties. A man that stares at me when I talk like this.
Well, people think that we've got the wrong station.
No one
has the wrong station.
Fred Dreyer.
We're losing viewership as we speak.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks.
Welcome back here to the show. So you and I this week, besides going to the Rams All Access we talked about, went into a luncheon for Al Michaels. And I know a lot about Al Michaels. Vin Scully was there. Bob Miller, both Hall of Fame broadcasters. Vinny, of course, retired from the Dodgers. Bob Miller retired from the Los Angeles Kings, who have hired like a young kid out of high school to take over.
Yeah, did you see that kid? You see that guy?
He's like a nice kid. He's 25
or 26. He's like 12.
He brought his fiance there, and I thought, wow, maybe I should have my fiance with me or something. And I asked you to stand up at that point, and you refused to. But anyway, we were there. And Al Michaels has a storied career in Hawaii as a sports guy, but he was for a few years there the voice of the Cincinnati Redlegs, the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a big deal when the Johnny Bench Pete Rose Big Red Machine was going.
It was for Cincinnati, yeah. And they got Jim Brenneman.
Marty Brenneman.
Is it Marty?
Yes, Marty Brenneman. And
he's good.
He's good. Marty's been there forever. He's like,
he got there after Al left.
Because
he came out here.
I almost took a job at WLW in Cincinnati, and I was very enamored with almost taking it because they took me out to the Three Rivers Stadium, and they introduced me to their brand new announcer, Marty Brenneman. And I'm thinking, I'm going to be able to hang out here and watch games every night. And I thought, wait a second. I'm a Dodger fan. I can't watch the Reds.
Bad venue that place is. It's like playing. That's like playing in a bombed out cement factory.
Come on.
It's a terrible
place. Don't they have a new place now?
That and Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia were probably my two biggest pet peeves.
So let me ask you, you got some baseball news here. So Anthony Rizzo has been leading off for the Cubs and doing quite well, hitting home runs all the time.
Yep.
And he's this last week playing San Diego, and he smacks into the catcher and knocks the catcher over. Catcher has to leave the game for San Diego. And Joe Torre from the National League says, there's not going to be any kind of a fine or anything like that. And so the Padres manager says, we don't have to retaliate. He says, that's a simple-minded kind of thing. You don't need to retaliate in a situation like that. Do you say that that's okay?
I saw the play, and I'm trying to figure out, what is everybody bitching about?
Yeah, the catcher, was kind of blocking the plate a little bit,
I thought. No, he wasn't. He was to the right. He was on the infield side of the corner of home plate.
So then
the guy had an opportunity to put his foot in there. And here's the other thing.
So
what? So the guy blocks the plate.
Yeah, that's what I say. Block it. But that's a rule. You can't block it. It's the Buster Posey rule.
Well, they got to undo that because somebody hurt their leg, and now we got to somehow, by doing that, you're going to make sure that no one gets hurt again. Well, that's just not true. You can get hurt. Ask a Puig and ask Peterson about getting hurt. You're going to now pass a rule saying you can't run into your fellow outfielder again. You can't run into the wall. You got to, if you get hurt playing, you get a fine. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. Trying to legislate the behavior and the playing of the game on the field. The guy decides, I think I can block the plate on this guy. I'm going to do
it. Yeah, do it.
Up until all the times that I've been watching baseball from the time I was three to right now, how many people got hurt blocking the plate? About three.
That's it. And at least they took away that stupid neighborhood play at second base. Now you got to touch the bag with
the Dodgers capitalized on that in Cleveland. The guy missed it by 6 feet.
Exactly. You got to touch the bag. Can't be in the neighborhood. How about the Yankees hitting the skids had a little losing streak going on, and they're saying now maybe they should have a different option at first base. They're not happy with Chris Carter. So what do you think? You think they should make some changes on it? They got that phenom out there in center field, the judge out there, and he's going to be at the home run derby now. He's accepted at the All-Star game to do that. That's pretty interesting, I think.
Yeah, it'll be good for him.
It'll be good.
But look, everybody goes through this, and you know, the Yankees will figure something out. You make a trade. I don't know if are they legitimately competitive.
Yeah, they're still in the hunt.
Well, then they should
make a change.
Be
there.
Able to fix that first
the
base situation.
Dodgers did that. You know, Gonzalez. Adrian
oh, by
Gonzalez
the way, you know,
hurting.
Adrian Gonzalez, who was you know, on the DL,
yeah,
with his bad back.
Yeah,
they haven't missed him at all. I'm not saying that in a derogatory way.
No, I know.
All I'm saying is the reality
they
is
have some good young
the beat
players.
Goes on, man.
That's the name of the game.
That's what it is.
You so gotta, Adrian takes as much time as he wants to get well, which
yes,
he should
right.
do.
And he should. You, well, he
and,
has
and
to.
They may need him at that time.
I don't think he's going to rattle and start playing before his back heals.
The beauty of having a strong bench, that's what's good for the Dodgers. They brought some people
very,
up from the minors.
I haven't seen this team this deep in decades.
I know. It's kind of fun to watch, actually.
Yeah, you don't have Franklin Stubbs down there. I know that.
Is Franklin coming back?
Yeah, I think he's available.
That would be interesting. Bring back Crawford. Maybe they could bring back
Crawford.
He works
at a Howard Johnson out
of Red Sox.
Modesto.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Don't frown. It's the Fred Dreyer. He is in town. His Fred.
Oh, you're rapping now? You got to give me an alert when you start doing that so I can go in the other room.
Did that all on my own. Wrote that one myself,
yeah,
right
should,
in my brain as I did it.
We should make that available on their website so you can Mike Horn Sports Rap.
I'm going to do it for you. I'll keep them going.
Oh, good.
So listen, so this is the Cubs, you know, been having their troubles after being world champions the first time in 100 years.
Yeah, I like the Cubs.
Yeah, I like them too. And this Anderson Russell, the shortstop, anyway, his wife, Melissa Russell, has filed for divorce. And she's not saying anything about it, but Russell was accused of domestic violence on social media, and Major League Baseball is investigating the matter.
Well, I mean, do you believe anything on social media?
No. You have to check it out.
Give them the benefit of the doubt.
Give them the benefit and see what's going on.
Until they find out what's going on.
Now, also, the Detroit Tigers, you know, they're not doing anything. They're saying that Justin Verlander might be, this season might be a trade for him to some team that's going to make things happen. Are we starting to look at that now?
You know, it's interesting you say that because I wonder about these guys who sit. I know what's – here's the deal. You get paid $100 and some odd million, $200
yeah.
million, dollars, and you buy a home and you have your family and you get your kids. And you invest in the city as well as the team.
Right.
And I always think about, you know, at some point in time, you got to realize perhaps you're committing professional suicide by doing such.
Well, the Dodgers are maybe interested, the Red Sox, the Yankees, even Houston, the Houston Astros. Do they need any more help on Houston? I don't think anything. I mean, come on. They don't need that. That's take a break from that. Now, what about this phenom, this, you know, Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, said that Corey Seager is probably the best shortstop in baseball. You realize, you think that's the case? He had three home runs the other night. The kid's getting better all the time.
I do.
It's really good. And then there was this big deal going on, again, a Tim Tebow story for you. The New York Mets general manager, Sandy Alderson's upset with the Yankees. They were playing, the Yankees have a team called the Charleston River Dogs, and apparently they were taking some cheap shots at Tim Tebow when Tim's Columbia Fireflies came to play over the weekend, and they were showing Tim crying, you know, and they put up a John 3:16 sign while he Tim cried in Florida. They were saying he was Tebowing after the Florida loss in 2009 in
Why
the SEC.
Why was he crying?
They lost. Florida lost in the 2009 SEC title game in football.
Oh, the football thing.
And he was crying, and so they put that on the screen. I think that's kind of a cheap shot, don't you think?
Well, look, at once you realize that you're a child of the media. Remember I told you we went to dinner one night? And I said, I do not want somebody sitting over there taking a tape of me talking to some friends at a table at dinner and have it wind up following me around the rest of my life.
I agree with you.
And so, you know, there's certain things that you've got to fight for. And, you know, if Tebow,
you cry, that's going to be
Which is a legitimate moment, but do you deserve to see it when everybody decides they want to see it?
And making fun that he's religious and putting up John 3:16. 360. I think it's a cheap shot. Yankees are a bigger organization. They're a class organization. They should dump the guys that came up with that decision in their minor league squad or change affiliation, I would. Because the Yankees are the class act. They should not allow that kind of thing. Should not make fun of anybody's religious background.
Well, you know, for the most part, you know, for people, you know, there's so much of this phone stuff, you know, it's amazing that there's any crime that gets away with, you know.
People take pictures of everything.
Yeah, they are more, there's more of an immediate response to people than there is with the police department.
They can take you with you now. They can go to their smartphone and dial a phone number, #250, #250, and hit send on your smartphone. The call will be answered. It's not a text. It's a phone call. #250 and hit send. Four-digit #250 phone call. They'll ask you for the keyword. You say CRN Talk. It'll download our app right to the phone. They can listen to you anywhere.
Anytime you want, you just hit the app, and here we are.
What about this kid also? You know, this judge on the Yankees, incredible, and this Bellinger, this guy from the Dodgers, is the Cody Bellinger.
Yeah.
He's just hitting home run after home run.
He's got 22 of them, doesn't he?
And he didn't even start at the beginning of the season. He was in the minors, and
he missed 16 games or something.
He's unbelievable.
No, he's got a eye. Hand-eye coordination. He has vision. That's hitting is vision.
It is vision,
and he's got that in spades. This kid.
Now we mentioned that collision at home plate between the Cubs and the San Diego Padres. So apparently, you know, when Anthony Rizzo barreled into Austin Hedges of the Padres, and the Padres manager Andy Green said it was a cheap shot, and then Joe Maddon said he doesn't agree with Rule 713, as you said, is known as the Buster Posey rule. So what happens, they go and they ask Bruce Bochy of San Diego, and he gets a little bunched up. San Francisco. I'm sorry, Bruce Bochy. And he says, I don't really care to visit it. He's talking about the incident with Buster Posey. He says, anybody who goes into that, they don't know what they're talking about, where Buster was at on that play. And he says, I'm all for it, and I think you should be able to run into the first baseman, the second baseman, the third baseman, too. That's what Bruce Bochy said, sarcastically. Yep. He says, I think that'll really make this game interesting. What's the difference? The catcher's gear is not going to protect him from a collision. So Bruce is for the rule, because of what it did to his player.
Well, I mean, that follows, doesn't it? I mean,
I think, you know.
But so when you see a catcher, if you're coming around third base heading for home, what do you have to do now?
You have to let him score.
Do you have to say, okay, there he is. I can either run into him, hope I jog the ball loose. I deserve part of that plate as much as he does. If he's going to block it, I'm coming into him.
I'm against the play. I think you should be able to block the plate, and that's it.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com. At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281.
800-587-4281. 800-587-4281.
This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, going over stories of the week for you. So there's an interesting story comes out of Boston, the Red Sox Nation over there. Apparently, there's a kid, a young kid, that had about three open-heart surgeries. He's 5 years old. His name is Ari Schultz. And he learned he's going to be going home in just a few days, and his eyes lit up, and he said what he'd like to do when he get home is play some baseball. And then he said he had his shirt on, his Boston Red Sox shirt, and it was the Bogaerts shirt from Boston. And so Bogaerts is excited to meet the kid. He's going to go see him and do something nice for the kid. That's a good one the players get going with this, don't you think?
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, so
brings people into the stadium.
Bring him in there. So I kind of salute the players that do that kind of thing. Bartolo Colon, who had a good season last year with the Mets. Apparently, he's going back on the DL for the Braves with a stiff back.
Is he on the Braves?
Yeah.
Was he 63?
I don't know. He's old. But you know the umpire, Joe West?
Sure.
He's been around forever, right?
Yeah, Joe West.
Who do you think he thinks is the biggest complainer in all of baseball, American or National League? Joe West.
Pitcher, player?
No, he's a player. He's not a pitcher. Who's the biggest complainer?
That kid from Washington.
Nope. This guy's a veteran. Played for the Dodgers and the Rangers. Adrian Beltre, he said, is unquestionably one of the baseball's most beloved players, delighting fans. But Joe West isn't enamored with the guy. He said that he's got to be. They asked him, who is his biggest complainer in baseball? He says, got to be Adrian Beltre. He says, every pitch you call that's a strike, he says, whoa, whoa, whoa. And he says, I had a game with him recently, and the pitch was right down the middle. He tells me, that ball is outside. And I told him, you may be a great ball player, but you're the worst umpire in the league. You stink.
Well, there you go.
Beltre, you know, is just a few hits shy of a 3,000
No, he's very quietly got Hall of Fame numbers, this kid.
Now, I thought we talked about trades, and we're talking about the Lakers and salary cap and all that. You know, there's a lot of baseball trades, and they're talking about some of the worst trades. Pablo Sandoval was great with the Giants, right?
Panda.
Kung Fu Panda was there. He makes $95 million, signed a deal with Boston in 2014, and he's just not performing. He's played just 161 games in the Red Sox uniform.
You know how I look at this?
How?
Boston's now getting return. Just like they like the Dodgers had to pay Carl Crawford. The Dodgers bought a bad Carl Crawford, and the Red Sox bought a bad Panda.
They were trying to get rid of those guys.
Well, they had like six guys that Boston said,
Adrian
if you want this guy, you got to take all these other guys.
So here's some other bad trades. Are you ready for some of these? Chan Ho Park on the Rangers in 2002, a five-year, $65 million contract, and the Dodgers got rid of him. His ERA was 5.79. He never pitched a full season when he went on that trade. Mike Hampton and Denny Nagel signed with the Rockies, remember, in 2001?
Yeah.
And they bombed. 8 years, $121 million for Hampton.
They couldn't throw curveballs up there.
They couldn't. They were just bombed out. 5 years, $51 million for Nagel. And these guys barely played like not only two seasons there. Josh Hamilton, the trade from the Rangers to the Angels. That has to be one of the worst, don't you think?
That was a bad one.
That was a bad move for him. 5 years,
well,
$125 million.
He had other problems that they gambled on and lost.
Yeah, he had the drug problems over there. Carl Crawford from the Red Sox, you know, they picked him up for 7 years, $125 million. That's why they wanted to dump that salary to the Dodgers.
Yeah, well.
That's a terrible one.
You want Adrian Gonzalez, you're going to take this guy.
Melvin Upton for the Braves in 2013 got 5 years at a $75.25 million. And this guy batted 184 in his first season, and then he upped it to 208 in year two.
I sure hope people are getting fired making these decisions.
Jason Schmidt with the Dodgers in 2007, 3 years.
Ex-Giant.
Yes, $47 million. And he was 34 years of age when they got him, and he made just 10 starts. Missed all the 2008 season.
Well, he needed a retirement package, and the Dodgers gave it to him.
So what's the worst one out of all those? What do you think? Got to be Sandoval. Right.
Well,
maybe Hamilton.
Well, but whoever's the biggest flop with the biggest salary, that's the biggest story.
Yeah, because you destroy yourself with these games, and it's like you try to make these moves. Here's my question: why don't they check a guy out to see if, like, Jason Schmidt had a bad arm before they go and put the money out there?
Well, that's just now you're asking people to think it through.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they don't do that.
How can you make that trade and not say, well, he's got 86 miles per hour, but I'm sure he'll get back up to 96.
I would tell a general manager who walked into my office and said, I think we should get Pablo Sandoval. He's hurt, but we think we can. I'd say, you know something? Not only are you not going to make that trade, but if you try to make it, you're fired.
When you were on the Rams, Carol Rosenblum would call you to your office to get an opinion from you sometimes, right?
On some things. Not trades, you know.
Necessarily,
I mean, not
wouldn't
those
listen
types
to you, but he
things.
Would. He would ask you. He asked you if they should hire a new coach.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Don Coriel could have come to the Rams. You pleaded with him to do that.
That's a whole
make that deal.
Story that is just one of my one of the unsettling stories about my Ram career was the fact that they could have had Don Coriel and they.
You played for Coriel in college,
yeah,
San Diego State.
Well,
the Rams
coached the Cardinals. When Chuck Knox was here in 73 through 77.
Why didn't the Rams sign him when they had the opportunity?
They didn't want to give up a number one draft choice for him. And, so, I'm thinking, you give up a number one draft choice to get Don Coriel, that puts you in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It does.
This guy's the brains of your organization, right?
Well, he's the guy that's going to light up the scoreboard. You're going to have to move to a new stadium. You're going to have so damn many people wanting to come see the games.
Talk about the brains. That's the brains of Fred Dreyer on that. And you were very disgusted when you left, and you knew they weren't going to make the trade.
I drove home that night on the freeway, and he made me drive up at 5 o'clock, 3 o'clock on a Friday, and at 6 o'clock I drove back home, and I almost drove it into the ocean. I was so depressed.
The wonderful thoughts from Fred Dreyer. Stay with us. Here to the lounge with the sports lounge with Fred Dreyer. Yours truly, Michael Horn, and it's our fan mail segment, Fred. And we have Penny says, I look forward to your broadcast on CRN. Your laugh, your insights, your point of view is refreshing, Sultan Dreyer. We'll try and see if everything gets ironed out. I really enjoy the Sports Lounge show. They love you, Fred.
Well, you're very, very kind, Penny. Thank you for listening, and we sure appreciate it.
Martha Lee said, good to know the prospects of seeing Fred getting acting opportunities on the small screen again. This has been happening to you quite regularly. You were in Sharon Stone and Agent X and Crisis, and now you may be a Menendez Brothers movie, huh?
I did not get that role.
Oh, you didn't get the role?
No, I did not get that
role. But the Battle of the Network Stars is happening, right?
Well, yeah. I'm a part of that. I'm I'm in the 10th hour of a 10-hour-long series of a Battle of Network Star events.
All right.
So it starts in June sometime, and then for 10 straight weeks, and then I think I'm in the last one, I think.
Okay, Sammy Dreyer writes, no relation to you. I love Fred Dreyer. I was 10 years old, living in the excitement capital of the world, Albuquerque, New Mexico. No father. My poor mom raised 4 kids all by herself as a hotel maid. I was an insecure kid, but I got hooked on a team with the most beautiful uniforms in sports history, the L.A. Rams, a big fan of yours,
Many
Fred.
Many people fell in love with those uniforms, as I did as a boy, and I can see Sammy is no different, and we sure appreciate his listening capacities here when it comes to our show. And God bless you, Sam. And believe me, the Rams can use a lot more fans like you.
Big pictures up on our Facebook page of you and I with Vin Scully and Bob Miller, both Hall of Fame broadcasters. Al Michaels, another Hall of Famer. We had a great luncheon, didn't we?
That was a good day. That was good to see Vin. It was also good to see Bob and everybody else.
In the Sports Lounge, coming to you each and every week at this time, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Glad to have you all with us. So, what do you got planned for the weekend? You got a big weekend of excitement, Fred Dreyer?
I might re-listen to our show.
It's good. And it's on in like Pittsburgh and Arizona now. A lot of markets picking it up. Las Vegas.
Yeah, we're having some a lot of feedback from everybody across the country, and we're really happy about that. So, when we do our show here, we now know that it goes out to many more people than it used to.
You know, this picture of you and I that the Pacific Pioneer Broadcasters, not that you and I are pioneers, but it was great to kind of hang out with Vin Scully and Bob Miller and Al Michaels.
Yes.
That was kind of these pictures are pretty nice that are up there. There's a picture right there of you and I and Vin Scully. Is good, and we don't forget we're on Roku and Tiki Live and at crntalk.com, so you can look and listen to all this. And then here we are with Bob Miller and Al Michaels, and that's a pretty good picture of you. You're a very good strapping kind of boy.
Well, I deserve to be in a line with taller people.
You do.
Yeah.
People want to know what the story was behind this when they saw this on Facebook. We got emails on this. You were invited to come at this luncheon.
I was invited, and I accepted graciously, and I had a good time there. Got to see. I haven't seen Al Michaels in a long time. And of course, Vinny, haven't really been in his presence for a while. But since he left the Dodgers, I haven't seen him.
Yeah, Vinny looked like he was in good shape, seemed to be enjoying himself, always got that good smile about him.
90 years of age.
Going to be 90 this year. That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, well, he might be 91. I think is he 89 or 90?
I think he might be 90. 89. I think he said he's going to be 90 in a month.
I think he's going to be 90 in a month.
Yeah, in about a month. So
yeah.
That was good that he's going to be there. And it's just great to see all these guys, hanging out. A lot of people loving Al Michaels because not only is he a good sports reporter, but remember when they had that earthquake during the World Series?
Let me tell you something about that. I was doing Hunter in 1986,
right?
And NBC that was doing the World Series,
right,
between the A's and the Giants up in Candlestick. That's where it was.
It was in Candlestick,
and they sent me up there to do an on-air promo of Hunter.
You were there for the earthquake,
so they sent me up there.
Yeah,
and next thing I know, it's shake, rattle, and roll.
Were you at the game?
No.
So where were you when that earthquake hit?
I missed it, I think, by a day. But I was up there. And
so you got out in time?
I was interviewed on camera. And then we watched a little bit of the game. Then I took off back to the airport. But then I think it was the next game, the place came apart.
Wow.
It flattened the Oakland Bridge.
Did you have any little tremblers like when you were there? Did you feel anything while you were up
there? I didn't. No, I didn't.
Warning shots had come out sometimes?
No, I didn't. But I do remember the 1904 earthquake up there.
You remember that when you were there for that?
I remember how frightened I was.
You remember that Chicago fire, too, don't you? Where
the cow.
Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
The dumb cow. Yeah, the stupid cow. I knew the cow was...
Over the lantern.
I knew the cow was going to blow the whole
afternoon. You told them in 1904 they should use Rayovac batteries, as I recall at the time, but they did not listen to
it. I said, don't put a torch. Don't put a torch near the hay pile.
Use a flashlight.
Yeah, don't, please, don't set the hay on fire.
Always ahead of your time, Fred Dreyer.
Well, look, you try to help as best you can, no matter where you are, no matter what generation you're in.
Mrs. O'Leary got that flashlight that I think you were able to carve out of a piece of ice and also boil it on her stove to show her how good the flashlight was. 1904.
I do remember that. Thank you.
Follow Fred on Facebook, Facebook.com. Yeah, you can go there at Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, listen, our sound is stretching across the United States and around the world. We look forward to seeing you next time.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey, welcome back here. Final segment of the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn and the one and only Fred Dreyer, the Sultan, as we call him. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end. And Fred, I got to tell you, you're a tall drink of water. I'm looking at these pictures that were posted up on the website at crntalk.com. And there's pictures. Joyce mentioned it. Kyle mentioned it. Kyle's a huge fan of Al Michaels, especially with that coverage of the Bay Area earthquake when Oakland and the Giants were playing in the World Series. And there's Bob Miller, the Hall of Fame broadcaster, and Vin Scully. You're a strapping young man, you know. You're tall.
And the question is?
You're a strapping young man. You're very good looking here with these people. You even I should stand up a little straighter. I might get a little closer to you, but you definitely tower over Vinny and Bob and Al Michaels.
Yeah, it's embarrassing sometimes.
Do you?
What's it like for you? What's it like for you people? You short people.
What's it like looking down from up there with the?
It's got a lot of advantages, and it's I enjoy it very much. And I oftentimes when I drive home, I think about how terrible it would be to be shorter.
Do you sometimes realize that people are maybe intimidated by your height? Because I know one time a guy told me, he says, well, you're going to meet this guy and he's short. So, you know, sit down right away or bend over, stoop over. Because some
Who
people,
says
Jim, my good friend Jim Roop said, you know, just make sure you sit down right away because, you know, you're going to intimidate people. Do you realize that?
Well, you know what? It's always good to get a short alert.
Yeah, exactly. Am I right?
It's a short alert, and you don't want to stand too close to people who are offensively short.
Yeah,
and
I sometimes get in the chair and go, "Oh, my knees are real sore. You don't mind if I sit down with you?" And then you're looking at the guy right in the eyes.
You don't mind if I pick you up, do you?
Were you ever, during your football days, were you ever interviewed by Al Michaels? Was he doing a football broadcast?
I knew Al Michaels a long time ago. Yeah. I used to run into him over near my house when I lived in Brentwood. And he would be in the grill upstairs at the grill.
And that was his big restaurant that he
would
go
to? He lived in Brentwood. I think he still does, actually.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He and Vinny, I think, are still out that way. No, Vinny's somewhere else.
Vinny's out, I think, more towards the West Valley area or something like that. Yeah. So you hung out with Al when you...
No, I didn't hang out with him, but I ran into him.
Yeah, he likes the Italian food, apparently, is his favorite. So that's good. All right, it's got to say goodbye now. Don't forget, follow Fred, Facebook.com/ Fred _Dreyer. And then you can go to Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. Final words from you.
We'll see you next time, folks. Thank you.